Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. Welcome to another episode of the Christopher Terrence Jones Show. Well, y'all know what to do right now. Go ahead, share the podcast. Don't keep it to yourself. Tell all your friends. I'm still coming to you live from Coos Bay, Oregon, where I am currently working right now. Today, we are only going to talk about one thing. One thing. So, y'all make sure y'all share. Inbox me, Mr. Chris T. Jones at gmail.com. Let me hear your responses to what we're going to talk about today. So, my one subject today is ancestry.com. So, you know that I talked about doing ancestry and getting my DNA back in December. So, I'm hoping today that I can do this without crying, without being emotional, and being able to really make it through what has just turned into a journey. And I tell you guys to follow me because the journey that I'm on is amazing and you need to be on it with me. So let's just say we start this. I did my ancestry in December. I sent it off and I got it back, and it's taken me about a month to process what I got. So if you don't know the story, let me take you back in time. And it must have been somewhere between 96 to 2000 would be too late. So 96 to 2000. I mean 99. My mother stopped by my house and she had just came from church, and she, I guess, was feeling convicted in church. Spirit was a little high. And my mother decided to tell me that when she got pregnant with me, she was seeing someone else. My father was seeing someone else, and she was unsure of who my father was. So, you know, that's a devastating blow to someone when you think the person that you've assumed is your father all these years. And that was like, it was really rough for me to process. And I went along and she was like, but I know he's your father. So about a week later, she called me back and she went again into this whole thing. Yeah, I'm sure he's your dad. You have all of his traits. And she just kept pushing the issue that my father was Arthur Jones. Well, I waited maybe 2 or 3 years later. My dad flew in and he was coming to do a housewarming for some former members of his church. And they asked if I would come sing. So I tagged along with him, and he had flown in, and he was like, I'm tired, I want to rest, so can you drive? So I drove. It's about an hour and a half drive to where we were going. I drove. He sat in the seat. And as we got close to almost being there, I just decided that this was the time I wanted to ask the question and get some answers. And I said, I have something I would like to ask you, and I want you to give me your honest answer and be truthful, no matter if you think it's going to hurt me or if it's not going to hurt me. I need to know the truth. And so let me say this too before I just go. I'm telling y'all, I'm trying not to be emotional on this one. But today is March 9th when I'm doing this recording, and I'm releasing it on the 10th. But February was the anniversary of my dad passing. Arthur Jones passed away. Whew. On, wow, I'm telling y'all, I'm trying to process this at the same time. 2014, February 20th. Let's just say, if I say the date, I'm gonna cry. So he passed away in February of 2014. And the anniversary just came up. And having the results back, I'm just gonna dive in now. His response to me when we were driving is that he knew that he was not my father. When I asked him point blank if he was my father, he said no. He was with someone else and dating someone else and living somewhere else. And my mother was with someone else, and that there was no way that he could be my father. But he chose to raise me as his son. And I have the utmost respect for him for that. With him not being here and getting the DNA back, I found out that, you know, he really was not my father. There is no DNA match to my cousin who did ancestry. And, you know, so it started as this is how it went. You know, I had the app on my phone. And so I was going through the app back and forth with my cousin. I was like, I can't find you. I can't find you. And she was like, oh, okay. So, you know, I'm looking at stuff. You get this stuff back and you don't understand what's going on with the findings that you get. And I'm trying to read all the different things that are going on and trying to understand and trying to get clarity. And, you know, my whole thing was, because my cousin did it, I should find her instantly. It should pop up. And just like with my mother, who did ancestry as well, she came up as an automatic DNA match instantly. My cousin, I could not find, which is on my dad's side, Arthur Jones' niece. And so I decided to sign on to the computer so that I could try to see bigger than trying to look at the phone. And once I finally got logged in and I found the message from my cousin that I had been communicating back and forth with her that you don't see on the phone, the first thing I see, it says DNA relationship, and it says blank blank is either not a DNA match or has not taken a DNA test. So, reading that, I know that she did the DNA test, and that's how she was able to start the family tree. And so for it to say is not a DNA match was a blow. If I tell you, it was a blow, and I just begin to cry, because it's like confirmation of everything. I'm telling y'all, I'm trying my best to get through this without crying, because I almost, in my mind, even though I know that he told me the honest to God truth on that day, and I felt it in my spirit that he was telling me the truth, I just always was like, okay, yeah, he's going to be my dad. It's going to, you know, it's going to be this way. And to have it come back that he's not, and then he's no longer here, it just, it's such a devastating blow to your world. and the emotions that you go through, no one can understand. Because all these years you thought of one thing and you thought you were one person, and you find out that's not who you really are. And yeah, there are characteristics and traits that are inside of you that you pick up from the person who raised you. And that's what my mother would say is, yeah, you're just like him. Those are characteristics and traits that I picked up from being around him. But as Madea says, Dana don't lie, baby. Dana don't lie. So I tried to process that and, you know, trying to get through that. And so I called my other friend who did Ancestry, and I was on the phone just to crying with her and trying to just, you know, get through this. And she said, people are going to start to inbox you. As people start to get emails saying that your DNA matches theirs. And she said, I did it. I was like, oh, wow. And she found out that she had a sister. And so she got to meet the sister, the sister's husband. Wonderful little experience, all of that. But COVID came along, y'all. And unfortunately, she lost her sister last year and the brother-in-law to COVID. So for those that say COVID's not real, it affects so many people. It is real. Well, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to get the message. Yeah, yeah. So actually, I did get a message. And according to DNA, the person that is emailing me right now is my third or fourth cousin. And so when you come into this thing on there, it tells you somebody who's on your mother's side. And then if they were on your dad's, I'm sorry. It tells you if they were on your dad's side, it says father's side. But because my actual father did not do Ancestry, and this is a private company and not public, you know, it does not have all DNA in it. And the only way to find DNA in it is if somebody puts their DNA in it, or if you have a third or fourth cousin like this man that has been emailing me back and forth, and he's trying to help the process because he's like, we are cousins and I consider you part of my family. And so, because we know that DNA doesn't lie. Whew. Now, let me tell y'all this. My mother has stood by consistently and says she does not remember the man that she was seeing. She doesn't remember his name and anything. So, and my mother is over 70 years old. And so, you know, you can't make somebody remember something, especially that far away, over 50 years ago. So I have to basically accept what she's saying. Now, I'm looking at this thing. So let me tell y'all the good things about this. Let's start with let's go into the good stuff, and maybe that'll lift my spirit and I can get through this. So the DNA gives you the results and it tells you your DNA story. So I thought that part was very interesting. Very interesting. I was like, oh, my DNA story. Okay, let's see how it is. And it went through and it goes based on where it has found DNA matches of your family over time. the places and cultures that shaped, you know, who you are based on DNA. Well, this actually turned out to be interesting because the dominant feature, y'all know everybody wants to know what their dominant, people talk about, ooh, you know, I got Indian me. I'm 100% Cherokee. And then you watch that commercial and you find out that's not what they really are. So I am 26% from Nigeria. There's a DNA in me from Nigeria. 17% Cameroon, Conga, and the Western Bantu peoples. Now, y'all know, for some unknown reason, I have always wanted to live in Switzerland. Always wanted to live in Switzerland. Well, I'm 1%, y'all. 1% Sweden. I'm 3% Ireland. You know, got some from DNA that tracks over to Ireland. Some of my family was in Scotland, England, Northwestern Europe. So we all know what that says. We all know what that says. Y'all, and y'all always wonder why I'm so light. But it does this additional community things, and it says, it gives you like an early idea of where your family was, from what regions. And it did 641,953 ancestry DNA matches for me are from early Virginia, African Americans. So Virginia State, like Virginia, Washington, D.C., Richmond, Virginia Beach, Kitty Hawk. And so had family that was there. And then it shows you the featured matches. And it says, these are some of your matches who also belong to this community. So that means, you know, they go there and it starts with second cousins. And then it goes on to telling you, I mean, this goes all the way back to the 1700s. And it gives you an overview of what was going on. And, you know, it's a lot to read. You read, reading and reading and reading about where your ancestry is really coming from. And so I've enjoyed that part. It is just really accepting the final. And so when I started this endeavor, I always said that if it turned out to be that Arthur Jones wasn't my biological father, I wasn't too much so much worried about, you know, meeting the person that would be my father, because you always wonder, are they going to be acceptive of who you are, what you've done with your life? So what if, so perfect example, the cousin that is interacting with me on Ancestry, he doesn't have a Facebook, and he's like maybe 2 years older than me, and I Googled his name. He's got an award for his work in the community that he's doing in the work. And there was a video on Facebook, so I got to see him and the city council giving him an award. So I look back in my life and I'm like, wow. So am I coming from a bunch of educated people? Me having no degree and basically just have lived life and, you know, trying to survive. So then you find out that so I say everybody in the family got all kind of degrees, and then here walks in a son that doesn't have any education. Did the basics to get by, got out, did a little bit of college, but life was so much more pressing that you had to keep going? Or what if I'm not just the son that he thought? Or here's the other thing. What if it turns out I have siblings? And so here's the son that got his name. So let's say his name is David Smith. So David Smith, I find out now that David Smith is my father. He names his firstborn child, which he thought, because he don't know about me, or at least I don't think that he knows about me. So he named his firstborn David Smith Jr. And then all of a sudden you find out you have another son. And I could be the oldest. Because at this point, yeah, I'm quite sure I'm the oldest, because my mother, I'm sure she told me that he didn't have any kids. So I would be his oldest. Or what if I'm his only child? Or what if, see, there's so many what ifs. There's so many what ifs. And I just think we do such a disservice the generation before us, because they were always, they not telling. Pookie had a baby with Sammy. Sammy was the third cousin. But we got to keep this a secret. And we're not telling. But you don't know how many lives you ruin, because the person that you thought was your mother is really your grandmother, because your mother was too young when she had you. And your grandmother raised you. So much stuff that we never just find out the truth on. And ancestry is really opening the doors for that, because you're finding out, oh my God, this person is my ancestor. This person is related to me. This person is that. And I just got to the point where I was like, it'd be nice to know who he is, but I think I'm too old to meet somebody and have to try to start a whole new relationship. It would be awkward to me. And I'm not saying that I'm not open to it. And like I say, it'd be nice to know who you are if you're out there. If you're still alive, because if you're my mother's age, you're in your 70s. And I apologize on her behalf. I apologize on her behalf. I don't know why she did what she did. And I can't explain that. But this goes to people out there. You're so wrong when you don't tell truths and you keep secrets and lies and you lie about stuff and you keep secrets. It's just not the way that it should be. Stand up and tell your truth. Now, my mother got notified through email, just like the cousin did, that I was a DNA match for her. And so, you know, I'm curious. I signed up for this, that when it sends me a hint, I go look at the person's page and see if there's any connection. So I don't know if my mother looked and saw that there's no connection to my father. There's no connection to his family. There's nothing. And then as my cousin was telling me on the DNA, where it goes on this story, none of what she was saying was what I had. She came up with a whole different list of stuff. And I'm telling you, I'm over here in Wales. I'm over here in Sweden. I'm all in Northwestern Europe. None of that came back. She was like, we in Russia. We came from Russia. And I'm sitting here like, you gotta be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. So we just get to this point now where I don't know who I am, but what I've created is who I am. The person that I've made Christopher Terrence Jones to be is who I am. The tears, the sweat, the finding me, the discovering me, the being happy with who I see in the mirror. I'm content. I'm happy with my life. And I'm so at this point where, like I say, all I want to do is have peace in my life. And that means getting rid of the negative people. People that mean you no good, that they're so frustrated because y'all know I live my life on Facebook. I live my life. I live my best life. I enjoy the wineries. I enjoy getting out doing stuff. And I guess people watch your Facebook and they're jealous. So let me tell you this. You'll never have to be jealous of me. All you have to get out and do is start living your life. A lot of times people make wrong decisions, and you made that wrong decision. You chose to marry that person that everybody told you not to marry. You had a kid when you had no way to support yourself. Now, you're in it now. You are in it. So you're going to have to make it work. So don't push your negative off on somebody else because you're so unhappy with your life. And I'm speaking to somebody because I know you listen to my podcast, and I'm talking to you because the foolishness that you did, like I told you, you got the right one that day, baby. And I was there for it. I had all day to play with you. I had nothing better to do. And so y'all, yeah, that's a whole nother story, y'all. But I just don't want to meet someone and I'm just not what they expected of a child. Or like I say, wow, you find out you have a child. So it's like an awkward thing. It really is an awkward thing. And y'all know I'm overly emotional. I am the emotional, you know, I cry at the drop of a hat, baby. It's just, I'm boo hoo hoo hoo. So we're going to see how this plays out. We're going to see how this plays out. I'm going to keep looking at it. I'm going to keep getting the hints and see how this plays out and see where it goes from there. But when I receive this, Arthur Jones is not my biological father, unless there's something wrong and I'm not reading this right. And it's not that, but my cousin brought something to my attention, and I'm going to leave right when I say this is where we're going to end at. She said that your father, your dad, he was all of that. He was that because he married your mother, and he knew that you weren't, you know, you weren't his son. She said, but he was your father because technically he was your stepfather. So I've had two stepfathers in life at this point now. Arthur Jones and Herschel March. So that, she said, that will make us forever family. We're always going to be related regardless if it's by blood. So, y'all pray for me in this process because there's a lot of people, and it never matter how old you are. When you go through something like this, your emotions go so far left, so far right, you just don't know what's going to happen. So, if you're out there, I don't know who you are. I don't know your name. It's just my prayer that you feel in your spirit that God moves and touches you to say, do DNA, do ancestry, because I need you to do ancestry so that I will get the positive match. And it will tell me who you are. Now, if we meet, God bless. But I would like to know who you are before you leave the earth. I don't want to find out about you after you've left. It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. If I can encourage somebody along the way, live your life. Tomorrow is not promised. Don't let people put you in a box, because we already keep ourselves in a box. Live outside the box. Live your best life. I'm here if you want to talk, got any questions, or if you've done ancestry and you think you can help me understand it even more, inbox me at mrchristjones@gmail.com. I'm out. Have a great day.